All right, so we're on Samach Zion today. I'm getting on the bottom of Samach Vav Beis 66b. I'll do the last very wide line on Samach Vav Beis 66b, the very wide line at the bottom. So Ashkan Tamid Pesach Tadachu Shabbat. So the Gemara says we find this we had in yesterday's daf. The Gemara proved that the Korban Tamid and the Korban Pesach are both Docha Shabbos. And if you remember, the Gemara learned, it said by the Korban Tamid, it said, Zolah de Chodesh Bechodesho. And I didn't say it right. It says, Shabbos, Zolah Shabbat Beshabbato, Allah Tamid Beneska. This is the Ola of Shabbos, and it's Shabbos in addition to the Ola Tamid. So the Ola Tamid is brought on Shabbos, the Pasuk says. And then B'moadot carried that over to the Korban Pesach. So we know the Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos as well. So the Gemara says we're on Samach Vav Amud Beis, the first wide line downstairs. So Ashkan Tamidu Pesach Tadachu Shabbat, Tadachu Tuma Minalan. Where do we know that they're both Docha Tuma? Meaning, whether it's the Korban Tamid or the Korban Pesach, if most of Klal Yisrael is Tamei, or the Kohanim or Tameim, or the Klei Sharet or Tameim, we go forward and we do the Avoda, notwithstanding the Tuma. Where do we know that from? So Amri keichad yalech Pesach mitamid in Shabbat, just like we learned Pesach from the Korban Tamid, and it was like a telephone line, Moado Moado. We learned the Pesach from the Tamid in Shabbat, Hachanami yalech Tamid bePesach in Tuma. So just like the Korban Pesach is brought in a state of Tuma, which the Gemara is going to learn shortly, so I learned the Korban Tamid can also be brought in a state of Tuma. He says uPesach ufam analan. Where do we know that the Korban Pesach can be brought in a state of Tuma? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Kro, Rabbi Yochanan says, the Pasuk says in Barshat Bahalotcha, Ishish Kiyat Tamei LaNefesh. If a person will be Tamei LaNefesh, Tamei LaNefesh means Tumat made. If a person is Tamei made, so the Gemara darshans out, so that person brings it Pesach Sheni. He brings it 30 days later on the 14th of Iyar, he'll bring the Korban Pesach, Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, darshans out that an individual, ish, an individual is pushed over to Pesach Sheni, but a whole tzibur is not pushed over to Pesach Sheni, or a majority of the tzibur, they would do it in Pesach Rishon, even if they're in a state of Tuma. All right, that's the limud. Now remember that limud, because the Gemara is going to come back to it. Rish Lakish has a kash against it, but at the end, the Gemara is going to ask Kash against Rish Lakish and come back to Rabbi Yochanan's drasha. So Amar Leh Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, Eima Ish Nidcha LePesach Sheni, Tzibur Leit Lehu Takant, Lo Pesach Rishon, Lo Pesach Sheni. So that's one way, one inference you can make. You say that individuals pushed over to Pesach Sheni, the whole Tzibur, if it's Tameh, it goes to Pesach Rishon, or majority of the Tzibur. But another inference could be that an individual is pushed over, if majority is Tameh, they don't do it Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. So you didn't prove that that's the proof that the Tzibur could bring in a state of Tuma. Ela Amar Rav Shimon Lakish Mehacha. So Rav Shimon Lakish says we do a different Pasuk, and this Pasuk is in Parshat Bahalotcha. It says, V'shalchu min ha-machaneh kol tzeruv v'chol dazav v'chol tamei l'nafesh. You'll expel from the machaneh. The machaneh is the machaneh shechina, the Beis HaMikdash. You'll expel from the Beis HaMikdash any tzarua is a mitzora, or a zav is also a type of tumah that comes from the person. V'chol tamei l'nafesh, anybody's a tamei mate. We're two lines from the bottom in Samach Vav Beis. He says, Yomar Tmei Meitim, Yomar Zavna Mitzorayin. So Reish Lakish said reasons, why can't the Torah just mention a Tmei Meit, and I'll know certainly these other people. In other words, Zavna Mitzorayin, the Tumah comes from them, so it's a greater Tumah. In other words, the Tmei Meit came into contact with Tumah. The Mitzora and the Zav, he himself is Tamei. So he said, I mean, the Tumah issues from him. I would say certainly that. So it seems superfluous to mention Zavna Mitzorayin. The top line on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, he says, Elo yesh l'chashah shezavin mitzorayin mishtalchin. Rather, there's a point in time when zavin mitzorayin are expelled from the Beis HaMikdash, the ain't tmei meitim mishtalchin. In other words, there's a time, in other words, the Torah has to tell me all three, because there's a time when the zavin mitzorayin will be expelled, but the tmei meitim will not be expelled. He says, Ve'eze, which day is that? The second line on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. He says, Ve'eze is a Pesach Haba B'tumah. That refers to when Pesach comes in a state of Tumah. So Reish Lakish says, this is the source for Pesach Haba B'tumah. So let me just pause for 1 second. Everybody okay so far? Everybody, this is just what we did yesterday. Everybody all right? Okay, so I'm going to go on. Okay, so we're on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph 67a, the second line. Okay, so or the third line. So Amar Abaye. Now again, Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan of the first generation of Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael. Abaye is in Babel years later, so he's not having the conversation per se with Reish Lakish, but Abaye is commenting on this. So Amar Abaye Ihachi, if that's the proof, Leimanami. In other words, from that pasuk. That's one conclusion I could derive from the Pasuk, that there's a point where the Tmei Meitim are permitted to be there, but not the Zavanim and Sorayin. But there's another way I could learn that Pasuk. So Amar Abaye, Ihachi, Leimanami, Yomar Zav, Tmei Meitim, Vel Yomar Mitzora. Maybe the Torah should just mention Zav and Tmei Meitim and not the Mitzora. But Yomar Zav Mishaleach, Mitzora Lokol Shekain, Eliyesh Hashash, Mitzora Mishtalchin, Bein Zavin Utmei Meitim Mishtalchin. I could just as easily say the Pasuk is teaching me that there's a time when Tmei Meitim and the Zavin are allowed to be in the base of Mikdash and the Mitzora is thrown out. In other words, he mentioned three times Tmei Meit, the Zavin, the Mitzora. So Reish Lakish says the limud is that sometimes the Tmei Meit is not thrown out and the Zavin and Sorayin are thrown out. Maybe there's a time that only the Mitzora is thrown out and the Zavin and Tmei Meit is not thrown out. The Eze is a Pesach Abba Betuma. So that doesn't prove to me exactly what we're headed with. V'chi Tema Hachinami, maybe say Taka, that's the way it should be. Maybe that's the way it is that if people are Tmei Meitim and they're a Zavin, they'll be able to come and bring the Pesach in a state of Tumah, not the Mitzorayin. He says, Vahatanan, but we learn in the Mishnah not this way. There's a Mishnah later on in our Masechta. The Mishnah says, Pesach Abba Betuma, when the Pesach comes Betuma. Pesach Abba Betuma means when most of Klal Yisrael is Tameh, and they bring a Korban Pesach, Lo Yochlu Mimenu, Zavim Zavo, Nidot Vyodot. So Zav and a Zavo, Nidot Vyodot, they cannot eat from the Korban Pesach. So that interpretation doesn't stim oist with the Mishnah later on. If they ate, they're p'turim, meaning they're not chayav any malkot or anything like that. One second. If they ate, they're p'turim from karet. They're pater from karet. I didn't say right. They're pater from karet. So the Gemara says, Elamar baye liolo mikra kama. So baye says, no. The best pshat is Rabbi Yochanan's pshat, which was ish ish yatamei lenefesh. Okay? Now, the question that Reish Lakish asked against Rabbi Yochanan is, how do you know that the Tzibur gets to bring Betuma? Maybe the Tzibur gets zero. In other words, ish ish yatamei lenefesh, he brings a pesach sheni. You're assuming, Rabbi Yochanan, this is what Reish Lakish says, that the Tzibur gets to eat Betuma. Maybe the Tzibur is zero. They're like, they can't eat it, they have it all, not in Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. So now, Abai comes to answer that question. He says, Im Kain, Nichtov Rachmana, Ish Ish Hiya Tameh. If that would be the case, the Torah could have just written, Ish Ish Hiya Tameh, that if a person is Tameh, so he'll bring on Pesach Sheni. And then from there, I would know that only individuals get pushed over to Pesach Sheni. I don't know anything about Pesach Rishon with anything. I'd say Ish Ish Ki Tamei. If an individual is Tamei, he goes over to Pesach Sheni. Is Lenefesh Lamali. So when it says Tamei Lenefesh, it means that there's a different din between Tamei Meit and the Zavin and the Mitzorayin. That's what the Pasuk is setting up. That's the Chiluk between them. Now, let me see this outside. So if there's a Chiluk between the Tamei Meit and the Zavin and the Mitzorayin, it can either mean that the Zavin and Mitzorayin are a greater Kula or a greater Chumra. So it's a greater Kula, that doesn't make sense, because Zavin and Mitzorayin are more Tamei. It doesn't make sense that they'd have a greater leniency. If it's a greater Chumra with the Zavin and the Mitzorayin, so that then it would mean that they can't even have Pesach Sheni. But we'll see in a minute. That doesn't fit in with the Mishnayot. He says, V'chitema hai lenefesh lahachi hu da'ata. Maybe you'll say like this. Lenefesh is coming to teach me like this. Ha'tmei meid hu dinitcha l'pesach sheni. If a person is tmei meid, he gets pushed over to Pesach Sheni. Aval sh'ar tmeim lo. But the other tmeim, they cannot bring on Pesach Sheni. Maybe that's what the Pesach is teaching me. It was the key is the word lenefesh. Why does the Torah say ish ish kia tamei lenefesh? If he's a tamei meit, a certain din applies. So maybe it means only the tamei nefesh, only the tamei meit, he gets pushed over to Pesach Sheni, as Zav Mitzora not. But we see it's not this way. Bahatani, we learn in the Braisa, Yecholu Yehu Osim Pesach Sheni, El Tamei Meitim, V'Shev Derech Rechoka. I might have thought that only Tmei Meit or B'der Rechoka a person was far from the base of Mikdash, though the Gemara learns one opinion that you're right outside the base of Mikdash could be B'der Rechoka. He says, Zavin Mitzorayin Ubole Nidot Minayin. How do I know if a person is Zav, Mitzora, or Bo'ol Nida, he was Tamei from that? How do I know that he can bring on Pesach Sheni? Taman Lomar Ish Ish. So it says, Ish Ish, any person gets pushed over to Pesach Sheni. Ish Ish. Now, so Lenefesh to Katab Rachman Alamli. So why is it that the Torah writes Lenefesh? Now, the part that's tricky with this is if the Torah only wanted to say that it's a Tamei person gets pushed over, the Torah could have said in like Ishki Gabachol Tamei Meit or Ishkiya Lenefesh Tamei. What is Ish Ishkiya Tamei Lenefesh? So the Gemara is darshaning out Ish Ishkiya Tamei. If a person's Tamei, he gets pushed over to Pesach Sheni. That's one phrase. Ish Ishkiya Tamei. If a person's Tamei, he gets pushed over to Pesach Sheni. What's the Lemate? There's a certain din by the Tamei Mate. He says, Ella Hachi Kamar. Ish Nidichel Pesach Sheni, Vein Sibor Nidichel Pesach Sheni, Ella Abdi Betuma. It's teaching me that there is a din that's unique to the Tamei Matim, and that's the Tamei Matim. They could even do on Pesach Rishon if most of the Tzibur is Tmei Meit. V'chi Abdi Tzibur B'tuma B'tmei Meit. When the Tzibur does it, it's only Tmei Meit. So if under the unusual circumstance, most of the Tzibur is Tamei, so the Tmei Meitim can bring the Pesach Rishon. But the Mitzorah and the Zav can't bring the Pesach Rishon, even though everybody's Tamei, but they're a different Tuma. They can't do it in Pesach Rishon. Aval Sha'ar Tumo Lo Avdi. The other Tmeim can't do it. Okay, let's just summarize what we did, and then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts, okay? So the basic idea we were asking is where do we know that the Pesach can be brought in a state of Tuma? That's basic. It means that most of the Klal Yisrael is Tamei. Where do we know that they can bring it in a state of Tuma? And from there, we're going to extrapolate out to the Korban Tamid, because the Korban Tamid is connected to the Pesach with Moado, Moado. So if the Pesach can be brought in a state of Tuma, the Korban Tamid could also be brought in a state of Tuma. So cutting to the chase, Rabbi Yochanan says it's from the Pasuk that's in Parshat Balocha. It says, Ish Ish Kiya Tamei Lenefesh. If an individual is Tamei Lenefesh, a Tamei Meit, he's pushed over to Pesach Sheni. So what is Lanefesh teaching me? So the Gemara ends up learning that any person who's Tamei, he gets pushed over to Pesach Sheni. It's not just a Tamei Meit. Ish Ish Kiya Tamei is the way the Gemara darshens it out. If anybody's Tamei, they can't do it in Pesach Rishon, they go to Pesach Sheni. So what is Tamei Lanefesh, Tamei Meit? This is a different din by Tamei Meitim. So a different din by Tamei Meitim is that if you have a lot of Tamei Meitim, they get to bring it on Pesach Rishon, and they don't wait till Pesach Sheni. That's basically what we learned. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Anybody? Nobody? Nobody? All right, let me go on. All right, let's take a look. All right, so we're on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. We're up to Amar Rav Chista, okay? Around midway down the column. Everybody with me? Okay, so now the Gemara is like sort of moving off. Like that was the main thing, that the Pesach has brought in a state of Tuma. Actually, it's one thing from another thing. First, we were just trying to figure out how do we know the Pesach has brought on Shabbos. Then we had that limit. Then led us to how do we know the Pesach brought by Tuma. Now, having brought up Tuma, the Gemara brings up something else by Tuma. So Amar Rav Chista, Mitzor Shech Naslef Nimi Mechitza To Patur. If the Mitzor, now, the Metzorah is sent outside all the Machanot. So in the Midbar, you have Machane Shechina where the Mishkan is, Machane Leviyah where Leviyim are, and Machane Yisrael. And the Metzorah is sent out of all three. But in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, so the Beis HaMikdash is Machane Shechina, the Har Abayit is Machane Leviyah, and then Metzorayim, then you have the wall, you have Yerushalayim. So Metzorayim are sent outside the walls of the city. That's where the Metzorah goes, outside the walls of Yerushalayim. And the way Rashi learns, any city in Eretz Yisrael that has a wall, the Metzorayim are sent outside the city. Okay? So, and let's say Metzorah doesn't follow the rules. Now it says, below Yitamut Machanehem, the Pasuk says, there's a lav. They shouldn't defile their Machanot. So, If they violate the rules and enter the city, are they chayav malkot or not? If they get hatra, the whole thing, but are they chayav malkot? So Amar Rav Chista, Mitzor Shechnas Lefnei Mechitzas Patur. So Rav Chisda says he's not chayav malkot. Why? Shneimar badad yishev mechus lamachaneh moshavo. He, this is talking about the mitzvah. The mitzvah should be by himself outside the machaneh, his moshavo, his residence. He says, now, this next line, some people take it out, but we'll read it. It said, badad yishev labado, yishev mechus lamachaneh moshavo. Let me read, badad yishev labado yishev mechus lamachaneh moshavo. You know, there's a piece from Rav Blum, Zechron Lebracha, in one of his Sfarim. He questions whether the Mitzorah has to be, when the Gemara says Badad Yeshev, does it mean that he's alone with other Mitzorayim? Or does it mean he's totally alone? Nobody could be with him. He ends up concluding that he could be with other Mitzorayim, but it's an interesting Ion. All right. Anyway, so Hakatub Nitko LaEsei. So Rav Chisda takes its Lav Hanitach LaAsei. Lav Hanitach LaAsei means you have a Lav, but the Lav is removed by performance of the Essay. Like, who wants to give some examples of Lav Hanitach LaEsei? Let me hear from everybody. Stealing that was Yosef. What did you say, Fern?
Hashavat Aveda, same flip side of the same thing. When you bring it, giving it back.
I mean, like Lo Tuchal Hitalem, Hashav Shivim La Achicha. Okay, and then who had another one? Anybody else? All right, but the good examples. So the Torah says, don't do A, but if you do A, do B, and you cure yourself of the lav. And the I think one of the famous ones is like by the Korban Pesach itself. Lo tatirim en boker, don't leave it over till morning. Vanotarim en boker veish tisrofu. That's the prototypical, one of the prototypical cases. Anyway, so Rav Chisda says that the mitzora living outside is lav anitak la'aseh. He says, v'lo yitamut machanehem, they shouldn't defile their machanot. But then, Badad Yeshev, he takes it that Lav Anitach La'aseh, even though the essay is not near the Lav. Usually you have the Lav and then the essay right afterwards, even though this essay and this Lav are separated from one another. So by number of Parshiot, actually in Sfarim, one's in Vayikra, one's in Shemot. Okay, so Efe, so on this we ask a question now against the Rav Chisda. He says, now this is the Braisa. The Braisa says, if the Mitzora illegally or in contravention of halacha enters the Mechitza, he enters the walled city, Ba'ar Ba'im, he gets Malkot. That's against Rav Chisda. Zavah and Mezavah shenichnasu lefnimi Mechitzatan Bi'ar Ba'im. If the Zavah and the Zavah, they go, let's say, on the Har Habayit, they get Malkot. He says, Tmei Meid, Mutar L'Kenes Machan and Leviyah. Tmei Meid could enter Har Habayit. He says, even the mate himself can be brought into Machaneh Levia, which in our case would be Har Habayit. That's this week's Parsha Shavua, right? So this week's Parsha Shavua, Moshe takes the bones of Yosef. He says, Imo b'mechitzato. He brought it like into his, where his Machaneh. Anyway, so Rav Chisda is an Amora, and here we have a Braisa. Rav Chisda says the Mitzora is not Chayav Malkot, and the Braisa says he is Chayav Malkot. So now Rav Chisda is like in Gahak Tetzuris. He's got a Braisa against him. So the Gemara says Tanaihi, like the Gemara often says, or an Amora has a question, it's not uniform, and there's Machloket Tanaim about whether or not Badad Yeshei Michus Lamachana Moshavo is a Lav an essay, a Lav Anitekla essay. So now we're going to learn the Braisa, and first we're going to hear from Rabbi Yehuda, but we're looking for Rabbi Shimon is going to agree with Rabbi Chisda will agree with Rabbi Shimon, the second opinion. Okay, Tanaihi, Tatani, we learn in the Braisa, Badad Yeshev, Levado Yeshev, Shoy Tmein Acherim Yoshvin Imo. So this Tana, which is Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara is going to say, says Badad Yeshev means that the Mitzora shouldn't be with other types of Tmeim, not with Zavin or Tmeim 8. He's in the Mitzora group. Badad Yeshev, he has his own makom. He says, Yechol Yu Zavin and Tmei Meitim Mishtalchin L'Machane Achad. I might have thought that Zavin and Tmei Meitim, so the Mitzora is in a camp just with Mitzorayim. I might have thought that Zavin and Tmei Meitim should be sent to one group, one area for them both. He says, Tamud Lomar, B'lo Yitamut Machanehem, that they shouldn't defile their Machanot. And then Rashi brings down that it mentions Machane twice. Each one is sent out of a different Machane. So Rashi says, it says, Vishalchum en ha-machaneh, and it says, Michus la-machaneh tishalchum. That's in the fifth wide line in Rashi. So in other words, so it says two machanot here, And then it says, Badad Yeshev by the Mitzora. So I'm using up all three psukim. The key is I'm using up that Badad Yeshev. That's the main thing we want. I'm using up Badad Yeshev. Teach me. Each one is sent out of a different machana. So teach me that each one is sent out from a different machana. Okay, that's the first limud. Then Rabbi Shimon Omer, which we know is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he says, and this is the one that Rabbi Chista needs. This is going to support Rabbi Chista. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Eino Tzarech. I don't need that whole shtickle Torah about the machano, the tupsukim, this, that, the other. The pasuk says, you'll send out of the machane and eat sarua, zah, v'chol tamei l'nafesh. He says, Yomar, now he, what is the this is the gra, says, Yomar Tmei Meit, Bial Yomar Zav. All right. Yomar Tmei, of Tmei Meit, it says, Yomar Tmei Meit, Bial Yomar Zav. He could, the way the Gra has it, he could say Tmei Meit, he doesn't have to say Zav. But Umer Tmei Meit to Mishtalchin, Zav and Lo Kol Shekain. If Tmei Meit is sent out of the Machaneh, certainly Zav is sent out, talking about Machaneh Shechina. He says, Lama Nemar Zav. Why does the Torah mention Zav? Say there's a different area where the Zav has to be sent out of. So we could just say mate and Zav, and doesn't have to say Mitzora, but Yomer, Zavi Mishtalka, Mitzora, and La Kolshkin. The Gemara is going to learn Mitzora is greater Tumah than a Zav. We'll see in a minute. He says, Lama Nemar Mitzora. So the point is that according to Tana Reb Shimon, I know that all three are sent out of different machanot from the pasuk v'shalchum in a machaneh called sarua v'chol zav v'chol tmei l'nafesh. From the fact that Torah mentions each one individually, in other words, Torah could have just said tmei meit, and I would know that Mitzoran and Zabin are certainly sent out. If to be made, it goes out. But since it mentions all three, I see that each one is sent out of a different machaneh. Now, Kshehu Mir Badad Yeshev, so what is that Pasuk Badad Yeshev coming to teach me, according to the Tana Reb Shimon? He says, Ketuv Nit Kolda Esei. So that's the lav, is Nitakla Esei. In other words, there's a lav, you know, Lo Yitamun Machanehem, but then there's an essay, Badad Yeshev Michusa Machaneh Moshevo, to purge the Mitzora of Malkot, in other words, so if he enters, so he's not Chai of Malkot. Okay, let me pause for a second. So the idea we learned, let me just let Mordechai in one second. So again, the idea we had was Rav Chista said that if a Mitzora illegally enters a city, he's not Chai of Malkot. Then we quoted a brisa that says you are chay of malkot. So he says really machloket tanaim. One Tana learns Badad Yeshev as he uses it to set up a separate machane being sent that the Mitzora is sent out of, and he's all by himself. But another Tana says, no, I know it all from Vishalchum Mina Machane Kotzeruva Kozabachol Tamei L'Nafesh, and Badad Yeshev is superfluous and it's teach me Labani Takla Essay. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Quite group tonight. Okay.
So why is Mitzora more strict than the Zav?
Wait, say again. We're going to learn right now. We're going to learn right now. The Gemara is going to go through each one, okay? All right. All right, let's take a look. Now, okay, so on the fourth wide line downstairs, so the linchpin of Rav Chista's limud is that a Mitzora is more chamor than a Zav. A Zav is more chamor than a Tmei Meit, like Yosef was just saying. So now the Gemara is going to, touch up that whole limud. How do I know in what ways Mitzora more chamor than a Zav, and what ways Zav more chamor than a Tmei Meit? So the Gemara says, "My chumrei de Zav mi Tmei Meit. How is a Zav more chamor than a Tmei Meit? Shekein tuma yotzalav migufo. Because with the Zav, the tuma is coming out of him. He's got this fluid coming out of him, makes him a Zav. He says Tmei Meit just comes into contact with the Meit. So the Gemara says, "Hadraba Tmei Meit chamor." I could argue, punk pakared, that the Tmei Meit is more stringent than the Zav. Shekein taun hazah shlishu shvi. The Tmei Meit has to be sprinkled with the Afer, the Para Aduma, and the water on the third day and the seventh day. So that, and the Zav doesn't require that. That seems to say that the Tmei Meit is a greater level of Tumah. It says, Amar Kro Tamei Bechol Tamei. So the Gemara says, it says, Vishachum Namachaneh, not Vitame Lanafesh, Vichol Tame Lanafesh. He says, Amar Kra Tame Bechol Tame, the Rabot Tame Sheretz. So it's to include not just the Tmei Meit, which is sent out of the Machaneh, but also Tmei Sheretz. Tmei Sheretz is somebody who came to contact with one of the eight Shratzim that are Avatumot, like this rodent, the dead rodent. So he says here, V'zav chamur mi Tmei Sheretz. A Zav is certainly more chamur than a Tmei Sheretz. Umay chumrei, what's the chamur of Zav? Kida Amran, that the Zav, the tumor comes out of the gufo, and the Tmei Sheretz just touches you. Adraba Sheretz chamur, I could argue that the Sheretz, the tumor from the Sheretz is greater stringency. Shkei mitami ba'ones. The tumor of the Sheretz, like, even if somebody touches it with me, I didn't want to be touched by it. And somebody just slammed it against me, that was ba'ones, I'm still tame. Masha Einkein by the Zav is not Tami but Onis. Now, what does it mean by Onis by Zav? And we've been through this before with Dafyomi. Onis by Zav means if it came from like outside stimulus, not as a result of something going on with his reproductive organs, but something he ate, he jumped, the Gemara takes different things can cause the emission to come out of him. So if it's one of those things, he's not Tame Zav. So we're trying to prove the Zav is more Chamor than the Tmei Sheretz. In a certain way, the Tmei Sheretz is more Chamor because the Tmei Sheretz has to go through Onis. So Amri on the top line on some of the sign of the bays, so they said in the base Medrash, that there is, the Gemara is going to say, like the Zav sees the Ziva three times. If he sees it three times in one day, or he sees it three times in 2 days, or three times in 3 days, then he's the Zav. And then he has to observe 7 days of Tahara, and then on the eighth day he brings Korbanot. So the Gemara says the first time of Ziva, even if it's ba'onis, it's metame, but it's tumas erev. He says kidrav huna, the amar of huna ri rishon shazav metame ba'onis. He says that the re'ia of the zav, but in other words, the first re'ia of the zav could even be ba'onis, even if it was through like an outside stimulus that counts as the first re'ia. The later one's not. So in a certain sense, the re'ia of the zav. So the Gemara says that the pasuk it teach me is Zav is more chamor than Tmei Meit. How is Zav more chamor than Tmei Meit? So it's not Tmei Meit, because Tmei Meit in some ways is more chamor than Zav, but the whole Tmei teach me even a Tmei Sheretz. Even the person who came to contact with the dead Sheretz is included in that Gediger. He's thrown out from the Machaneh Shechina, from the base of Mikdash, where he's expelled from it. So the Zav is more chamor than the Tmei Sheretz, because the Zav, the Tumah is Begufo, and So it's in terms of ba'ones, so there's a type of tunis, the sheretz is matam ba'ones, but the first flow from the zav is also matam ba'ones. Okay, who's had questions, comments, and thoughts on the Tmei Meit and the zav? Anybody good?
But on the sheretz, it doesn't have to be ba'ones. In other words, you need to be careful not to bump into
it. Right. If you did it of your own volition, you're tame. But if you didn't do it of your own volition, you're tame anyway.
But even if you weren't careful, if you know sheretzim tend to go over
but
here.
However it happened, and you were sleeping and somebody threw a dead sheretz on you, you're still tame. In other words, it doesn't make a difference how it happened. You're tame. That's the idea. Okay? All right. Let's take a look further in the Gemara. Now, here's your question, Yosef. The third line on Samach Zayin Amud Beis. My churma de mitzora mizav. How is it? Why is a mitzora considered to be more stringent than a zav? So shekein taun priya ufrima v'asur b'tashri shemita, because the mitzora, he's taun priya is like he grows his hair long, ufrima he has to rend his garments. He says v'asur b'tashri shemita, he can't have relations with his wife. Now there's a question. It says v'yashav michutz lo'ohalo shivat yamim. He'll be outside his tent. Chazal teaches his ohel is his wife, and there's machloket in the Gemara whether there's yimei sfira and yimei chaluta. In other words, yimei sfira is just when he's going through the tahara process at the end of his saras. So one opinion says that's only in that 7 day period that he can, and some want to say that even yimei chaluta he can't. But either way, he has this chumra about not relations with the wife. So that's more chumra than a zav. The zav doesn't have to let his hair grow long. The zav doesn't have to rend his garments, and the zav is not prohibited in having relations with his wife. So the Gemara says, "Ad rabba zav chamur." I could argue, punk faker, the zav is more stringent. Why? Shekei mitami mishkav u'moshav. The zav is mitami mishkav u'moshav. So if you remember, we've had this again. I guess we've had just about everything already, but not everything. But you had most of the major concepts. So in certain types of tumas, you have tumas mishkav u'moshav, or it's also called tumas midras. That if you have a zav, a nida, or you'll let it, the zav, the nida, or you'll let it, what they sit on, becomes an avatuma. In other words, they're an avatuma, and that which they sit on is an avatuma. And even if they sit on 10 mattresses, it's the bottom mattress is also an avatuma. That's tumas mishkav u'moshav. And then that tuma of the mishkav u'moshav is so chamur that when it's metame a person, that even his begotten become tame. So that's tumas mishkav u'moshav. Let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, and that's not the case by the Metzora. So he says, Adrabas on the fifth line. Adrabas avchamur shkem metame mishkav u'moshav u'metame kli cheres behesed. So metame kli cheres behesed is if the zav bears the weight of a kli cheres, in other words, it's not in contact with the kli cheres, but it's like lifting up the kli cheres, or so it's mitame kli cheres. And even though the kli cheres is normally mitame mitocho, nevertheless it becomes tame. So that's the real chumrah. So it's not so pashut that the Mitzorah is more chamor than the Zav. The Mitzorah has some things, right? The Mitzorah has, you know, the Priya growing the hair long, and Prima, the rending the garment, and the Mitzorah has these Asur with the relations with his wife. But the Zav has got Tumas Mishkav Moshav that the Mitzorah doesn't have, and the Zav has got Tumat Hesed that the Mitzorah doesn't have. So Amar Kura Zav V'chol Zav. So the Pasuk says V'shachu V'namachne Kol Tzarua V'chol Zav, and every Zav. So it could say V'zav. What's V'chol Zav? He says the Rabot Baal Keri. So it's including not just a Zav, but it's included a Baal Keri. Baal Keri is a person who has like a regular remission. So the Baal Keri, he definitely doesn't have, you know, the Mitzorah is definitely more chamor than a Baal Keri. The Baal Keri doesn't have any of the Tumas Mishkav u'Moshav. The Baal Keri doesn't have, you know, Tumat Hesed. And so that's why the Mitzorah is more chamor than Bikol Zav. U'Mitzorah chamor mi Baal Keri. Umay chumre kida amran. What's his chumre? Like we said above, that he does Priya, he's got the hair growing long, the Prima, the renting the garment, Prima to his wife. So Adraba Baal Keri Chamur Shkemitame Bamashahu. I could argue that a Baal Keri is more chamur than a Mitzorah. Isn't this interesting? That a Baal Keri is more chamur than a Mitzorah. How so? He says that because the Mitzorah, he has to have a size of a grease. A grease is a bean for the on the flesh of the tzaras. But a Baal Keri, any small drop of Keri, and he's Tame. An infinitesimal drop, he's Tame. So the Gemara says that he, Rib Shimon, who were touching up, this is going back to the Brisa, Savarlak Rabbi Natan. He, Rib Shimon, holds like the Tana Rabbi Natan. The Tani, we learn in the Brisa, Rabbi Natan Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Natan says the name of Shmuel, Zav Sirich Kachatimat Pi Ha'ama, that the Zav requires the size of Ziva like the size of the orifice on his male member in order to become Tame. Below Hodulu Chacham, the Chacham didn't agree. And the Gemara says, V'itkashle Baal Keri Lazav. And a Baal Keri is a Hekesh, is compared to a Zav. So Baal Keri, according to the Shita, will require a larger amount, which presumably is larger than the grease, I assume. So now the Gemara says, V'chol Tzeru Alamali. So we had, V'shachun Amachanet, Kol Tzeru V'chol Zav V'chol Tamei Lanafesh. Kol Tamei Lanafesh, we learned that included the the Tamei Sheretz. And then Kol Zav included the Baal Keri. What does Kol Tzeru come to include? There's nothing to learn from Kol Tzerua, but it's just like symmetry of language that the Ribono Shalom used. Okay, let's just pause for a second and collect our thoughts and time for questions. So the basic idea, this is all, you know, springing forth from the Braisa that we did in Amud Aleph within the Sheet of the Tana Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon learned from the Pasuk, V'shachu min amachanek, Kol Tzerua, V'chol Zav, V'chol Tamei Lanafesh. The Torah mentions all three of them, so that implies that they each have a different machaneh, and then that released up the word badad yeshev to be labanitak la'esed. That was our limud. So then the Gemara said the linchpin of Reb Shimon's limud is the Torah could have just said mate, it's me mate. I would know the saru nazav because saru nazav more chamur, and he said also the mitzvah is more chamur than the zav, and the mele, each one has a different place to go to. So the Gemara touched up how is a Mitzorah more chamor than a Zav? So we went through that the Mitzorah is more chamor than the Baal Keri is the way it came out. because the Mitzorah, you know, he's got Priya, Frima, he's got growing his hair long, he rends his garment. and he can't have relations with his wife, and the Baal Keri, it's nothing of those. And then we said that the Zab is more chamur than the Tmei Sheretz. The Zab is more stringent than a person who came into contact with a dead Sheretz. All right, who's the question? Come with something to be
the Mitzora is a punishment for Lashon Hara, isn't it?
Among other things, the Gemara in Erechin learns 7 reasons for Mitzaras. The Medrash brings down 10 reasons for Mitzaras.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of pretty bad, you do bad things to get Tzaras. Otherwise,
right.
You don't seem to have, you know, didn't do anything. I mean, it wasn't your fault, your Azav or your, you know, Sheretz or anything.
He's saying it's not such onus.
Yeah, I'm not quite so sure about that, Pesach David. In other words, like when Tuma comes to a person, so I think that it is something that a person...
Well, it might be, but, you know, it's not as overt. We know Lashon Hara, how
bad it is. All right, okay.
So,
All right. Any other haras? Everybody good?
The Zav and the Baal Keri are Oto Davar?
They're
the same thing?
Well, there's, again, a person can be a Zav with 3 Re'iot or 2 Re'iot. If he sees 2 Re'iot or 3 Re'iot, if he sees 2 Re'iot, he has to observe 7 days. He's got 3 Re'iot, he has to observe 7 days and bring a korban. If he has one sighting of one emission of the Ziva, so then he has the same level of Tumah as the Baal Keri. He says just Tumas Erev. He goes to
right.
The
Mikvah. So the Baal Keri is normal conjugal relations.
That would be one way. I mean, however the Keri comes out.
Right.
Now I tell you, this has a lot of halach l'maisa in a way for us. You know, today there are a number of people who go up on the Har Habayit, and I gave a whole shiur about this once. The people want to say that large areas of the Har Habayit, they want to say, are not really the din of, in other words, not the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, large areas of Har Habayit are definitely not the Beis HaMikdash. So if, and the Har Habayit itself was, I think, was it 500 amot by 500 amot? So people go up, and so at worst, the worst case would be they'd be in the Har Habayit. But the Har Habayit, it's Tmei Met is allowed on Har Habayit. Tmei Met is just not allowed on the Makom HaMikdash. So the Har Habayit, I can go up to the Har Habayit. There's a whole bunch of, you know, people in Eretz Yisrael. Usually, typically, it's like religiously Zionist connected. In other words, like the people who are, you know, like very like religious Zionists, they want to assert, you know, like Jewish sovereignty over the Har Habayit. That's the typical, you know, profile of the type of religious person that would go up on the Har Habayit b'zman hazeh. So a number of people have gone up to the Har Habayit, but they go to the mikveh ahead of time because they want to be make sure that there's no, like, you know, issue of Tumas Keri with them. And then they go up, and then they, I think they would take their shoes off also because you're not supposed to wear shoes in the Har Habayit, but there's a way to go up to the Har Habayit. All right, any other questions, comments, thoughts? We're moving on otherwise. All right, let's go. Let's take a look. So we're on Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Okay, so we're around midway down the column on Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Shapir Kama Reb Shimon. So the Gemara says Reb Shimon's arguments. Remember the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. He learned. He used the pasuk Badad Yeshev, and then he took the pasuk. The pasuk was V'lo Yitamu Et Machaneihem, and using all those psukim together, he came out with three machanot for the Tmei Met, the Zav, and the Mitzora. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Shapir Kama Reb Shimon. Why does Rabbi Yehuda not follow with Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon's argument seems so good. He says, Vishalchu and Machane Kosruva Chosava Chotme Lanafesh, bang, 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 and then Badar Yishev will be Lavani Tekla Esse. What's wrong with that? So Hahumi Bayalei Lichtatanya. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't want to do the way Reb Shimon because he uses Reb Shimon's pasuk to teach me a different halacha. He says Reb Lezer Omer Lichtatanya. Reb Lezer Omer Yechodach Huzavin Mitzrayin Menichnasu Lazar Pesach Ababatuma. Now, let's say you have Pesach Ababatuma when most of Klal Yisrael are Tmei Meitim, and they bring the Korban Pesach in a state of Tumah. So the Zav and the Mitzrayim are not supposed to go into the Beis HaMikdash even then. Even though all the Tmeim are walking in, all the Tmeim Meitim are walking in, the Zav and the Mitzrayim are still not supposed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. it's a little unusual situation, is it not? You know, not only are they making bringing the korban out in a state of tumah, but they're actually walking into the base of mikdash in a state of tumah. It's made them walk in, so you have the feeling of it's like, you know, I mean, anything goes. So the Gemara says, so Yechol Yehu Chayavin, I might have thought that they'd be Chayav Malkot for entering the base of Mikdash in a state of Tumah. Tamalomar, Vishachu and Machna, Kot Seruva, Kot Zav, Kot Tmei Lanafesh. Vishach Tmei Metim Mishtalchin, when Tmei Metim are expelled, meaning, and Tmei Metim would be Chayav Malkot for entering the base of Mikdash, or actually, if you enter the base of Mikdash in a state of Tumah, you know, it's interesting, the Gemara mentioned Malkot before, because it's a Chiv Karet to enter, but you could be Chayav Malkot if you were warned for Malkot. It didn't occur to me until I went over the whole thing with you just now. But in other words, you really be Chayav Karet for entering the Beis Hamikdash in a state of Tumah. So he says, let's see back in the Gemara. He says, so I might have thought that if the Zav and Mitzorah and they use the opportunity to enter the Beis Hamikdash, they'd be Chayav. What does he say? What does the article say? Does he say Chayav Karet or Malkot? He says, one second. One second. Yeah, karet, yeah. So I might have thought that the chayv karet, tamalomar, vishachum and machanet kol seru v'chol zav v'chol tamei l'nafesh, v'shach shmei meitim ishtalchin, at a point in time when the shmei meitim are expelled, meaning that they would be chayv karet, he says, zavin mutsorayim ishtalchin, they're expelled to avoid karet. Ein shmei meitim ishtalchin, if shmei meitim are not chayv karet for entering the base of Mikdash, ein zavin mutsorayim ishtalchin, zavin mutsorayim are also not. Now, even though it says they're not ishtalchin, they are not allowed in the base of Mikdash, but it's pointing out that they would not be Chayiv Karet. Anyway, the main point being that Rabbi Yehuda uses this Pasuk for this Limud, like Reb Lezer, and Mamela, he doesn't free up the Pasuk to teach me like the three Machanot. All right. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, so I'm going to finish it off now. Okay, we're 10 lines from the bottom on some Zayin Rebeis. Amamar, Zav, Chol Zav, Rabot Baal Keri. So earlier, we quoted in the statement that it says Zav and it says V'chol Zav is included Baal Keri, meaning just like the Zav is sent out of Machane Levia, which they would be Har Habayit, so too Baal Keri is expelled from the Har Habayit. He says Messiah Le Rabbi Yochanan. So that statement supports Rabbi Yochanan. The Am Rabbi Yochanan Mechilat Lo Nitkachu. Rabbi Yochanan just learned both of these halachot from his Rebbe on the same day. The first halacha has got nothing to do with us, but it says Mechilat Lo Nitkachu. The tunnels under the base of Mikdash didn't receive kedusha. He says Ubal Keri Mishleach Chutz L'Shtei Machanot. A Baal Keri is sent out of two machanot, so Baal Keri is not allowed on Har Habayit. Okay, Meifei, on this we ask Akasha from the following Mishnah. This Mishnah is Masechet Zavin. The Mishnah says, Baal Keri Kemaga Sheretz. A Baal Keri, one who has a seminal emission, he's like Kemaga Sheretz. He's like one who came into contact with a dead Sheretz. So he says, My love, Lamachanotam. Is it not talking about the Machanot that they're expelled from? Now, a Maga Sheretz is just expelled from the Machanot Shechina, from the base of Mikdash. And you're saying, we said a moment ago, that Baal Keri is expelled from two machanot. So if that's the case, it's a kasha, because from the Mishnah, it sounds like they're expelled from the same machana. In other words, they have an equivalent. In other words, equivalent expulsion order, so to speak, Baal Keri and the Tmei Sheretz. Lo, Latumotam. No, it's not talking about where they're sent the machanot. It's talking about Latuma, in other words, the Tahara process. Latuma tam, high tumat erev ktibe, high tumat erev ktibe. What do you mean latuma? The psukim say mafuresh, they're both tumat erev. They go to the mikvah and at nightfall they're a torim. I don't need the Mishnah to teach me anything that they're the equivalent in tuma because I know it from the psukim itself in the chumash. El lab lamachanotam. Is it not talking about the machanot that they're expelled from? If so, that would be a kasha against the statement we had above about the zav. And the statement we had from Rabbi Yochanan. And the statement about the Zav was the Gemara was speaking earlier. Okay, so the Gemara says, Lo, li'olam l'tumah tam. No, in Achinami, it is talking about the Tumah. V'hakamash v'lan, d'bal keri k'ma gesheretz. Ma ma gesheretz matami ba'ones. In other words, he's teaching me something about the tumah. Just like maga sheretz can even be ba'ones. In other words, through no fault of my own, somebody touched the sheretz on me. Ap bal keri mitam ba'ones. So to bal keri, and Rashi says the last Rashi, yonim ra'ah machman rov ma'achal mishta. Even if the keri came about too much food or drink, he's still tame. All right, so that's not a kasha. Okay, so again, the main point is that Rabbi Yochanan says the Baal Keri is Mishleich Chutz Shtei Machanot. So Meifei, we ask another question against Rabbi Yochanan. Top line on Samachet Amud Aleph. Now this next line is the second part of the Mishnah Masechet Zavin. We just quoted the Mishnah Masechet Zavin, and Masechet Zavin is one of those Masechet we don't do in Daf Yomi, but you get a little bit of everything in Daf Yomi. So the Mishnah says Boel Nida Kitmei Meit, that a person who has relations with a Nida, so the Nida is an Avatuma. You have relations with the Nida, you're also going to be an avatuma, you're like tamei mate, like wait. Yeah, you're going to be like tamei mate, like a person who came into contact with a dead body, right? So you're an avatuma as well. So boel nida ketamei mate lamai elim of the tumatam. It's telling the level of tuma, high tuma shivakti bay, but high tuma shivakti bay. So the level of tuma, I just read the psukim and chomesh. I know they're both tamei for 7 days, and then they get out of the tuma. So I don't need so that I know from the psukim. So the Gemara says, so I don't need the Mishnah to tell me that. Elav l'machanotam. The only way that line in the Mishnah makes sense is talking about the machanot that they're expelled from, meaning the Bo'ol Nida is expelled from the base of Mikdash, the Machna Shechina, and Tamei Meit is expelled from the Machna Shechina. When we say for the machanotam, and since the safe of the Mishnah is clearly talking about the machanot, he says, Havi reishanami l'machanotam. So the reisha must also be talking about the machanot that are expelled from. That would be a kash against Rabbi Yochanan, because the reisha is the part we quoted just a few moments ago, the Baal Keri Kamaga Sheretz. So Maga Sheretz is just expelled from Machna Shechina. The Baal Keri would also be just from Machna Shechina. He says, so the Gemara says, Midi Iria, who says, Hakadita, Hakadita. Each section they learn differently. In other words, the first part is talking about, let's teach me a din and tuma, that they have the same level of tuma that the mitami ba'ones. And the second halacha is teaching me that they're sent from the machanot, that they're expelled from the same machana. Okay, who's your questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? All right. Let me end recording. Where's recording? Where we ended here?